The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Garden. But now, almost half of all secondary schools across the state are set to be oversubscribed in the coming year, with parents now being advised to apply to multiple schools in order to secure their child a post-primary school place. Joining me to talk about all of this is Assistant Principal of a Limerick City School, Eric Nelligan, and Eric is also the AINTHU Education Spokesperson. Good morning, Eric.
And good morning, Pat. Thank you for giving me a chance to speak.
Now, before we talk about the problem, the solution that you guys in Limerick are operating across a number of schools.
Yes. So in Limerick, about 15 years ago, we had this problem where a certain number of schools were heavily oversubscribed and other schools had a lot of spaces that weren't being taken up. And what we had then is, because of the different application systems, some children weren't applying to many schools, and they ultimately then in September, they had no spaces and they weren't keen to travel to the schools, to certain schools, and they wanted to go to others. And there was a lack of space around the city, but it was solved. It was solved in the last couple of years, and it was solved by more schools being built. That's how ultimately it was solved.
Okay, more places generally.
More places. Yes, more places. In the last couple of years, 1,000 new school places have come into Limerick in the areas of high population growth and high demand. And then last year was the first time in almost a decade that every child got a school at the start of September.
The idea of a blanket application system where instead of a parent having to apply to multiple schools, they apply almost like the CAO.
Correct.
They apply to the blanket of schools, and then how is it worked out who gets what place then?
Well, so again, this didn't quite solve the problem. It just meant that it was clearer for students. Had a list of, so every school had their own intake policy, and then a student could look at the intake policy of a school and find out, well, based on my circumstances and my background or where I live, I can get into this school on the first round, while I mightn't get into the other school until the second or third round or so on, or I might get into a third school at the very last round.
And would a parent then still, on behalf of the student, apply to all of the schools on their list?
No. They could only apply to one school. So the parent and the child made a conscious decision that I'm applying to school X, and the application went to school X. If school X didn't have a place for that child, then school X sent the application to the second school on the list. And then if the second school on the list had a space, then they accepted the child. If they didn't, then they moved it down to the third school and the fourth school and the fifth school and so on the whole way down. Where the problems used to develop is there's about 14 schools on the list, and each child is able to apply to maybe 10 or 11 because some schools are single sex. And what used to happen is some children didn't apply to all the schools. They might only apply to maybe, so say, three. And if they didn't get into the first three, next thing then their application just died at the end because they didn't apply for a school, so they couldn't get offered a place. And that's what would happen is...
Okay, so it's a bit like the election system. Fill it in all the way right down to the bottom.
Exactly.
Now, the disparity between application policies, I mean, you can understand some schools might say, well, if you've got a sibling already in the school, for convenience for the parents and also just convenience for the siblings going to the same school, having the same school experience, that might be part of it. There might be, trying to get more boys into a girls' school or trying to get more girls into a boys' school. Schools would have a certain autonomy in deciding the kind of intake they wanted.
You are exactly right. And this is where the problems developed, is that each school had their own application system and they could decide to give places through whatever means they want. So some schools, just say, for instance, might give priority to boys who are boy or girls whose parents went to that school. And you might agree or disagree with that, but that was their choice. Some schools might say, I'm going to give priority to students that attend a certain primary school, or maybe people that live in a certain area.
Yeah. And is that policy transparent? Do they actually lay it down and say, this is what we do?
Correct. It's 100% transparent. So it has to be that, and you have to follow that. And there's, in fairness, the common applications system that works there, it's fully checked. So schools can't go and break that. But where the problems develop is where some schools, they don't give priority to people that live locally. So in an ideal world, children would attend the school in their local area.
Sure.
That would be in an ideal world. However, changing demographics and changing layout of the city might mean a school in a certain part of the city that would traditionally, they might have been surrounded by just, say, an upper middle class or middle class area. And next thing, population change means there's no children in those families anymore because families have gotten older. They might want to keep the standard of student they have. So then they change their criteria to allow certain people in. And that's where the problem is developing slightly, is that schools have different policies. So they're okay.
On the face of it, it's a better system than the authorities saying to parents, apply for 20 schools because there is a shortage of places. I mean, that's chaotic.
It's a better system because 90% of students will know that I get in on round one or round two to this school, I will have an excellent chance of getting in. So I know that I am in because my brother attended there, my father might have gone there, my mother went there, or because I live in the locality or the feeder primary school.
Okay, so it may not be totally fair if there's kind of discriminatory policies at work, either overtly or otherwise, but it's a better system for making sure that every child has a place.
Yes, because what you notice a little bit in Limerick is children who might live on the outskirts of the city, they might have the option to apply to the city schools through the application system, or then you might have the option to apply to their local country school that might just operate on a single school system. And sometimes they apply to both. And next thing then, come September, the student has to make a choice. And the school then would have given a place. And next thing, the child mightn't turn up.
Now, Eric, who came up with the idea? Because it seems like common sense. It's not the perfect solution, but it is a solution that would ease a lot of worries.
Yes, as you said, it would ease the worries of the vast, vast majority of students, and it prevents parents, and it means they don't have to go begging. It's because, like you see it, you see parents turning up to schools begging to attend. So, to be fair, this was brought in. It was probably brought in under the Labour Minister for Education going back 15 years. Was it Rory Quinn? Yeah. That would have been maybe going back 12, 15 years ago. So before my active time in politics, I was younger back then. But yeah, so it is a good system, but it's not without its flaws. And ultimately, in Limerick, we only solve the problem when enough schools are built. And that's one of the key things is the government. I'm annoyed with the government. It's not like children just magically appear. We have 15 years in the secondary school system to plan, we've 13 anyway. We've 13 years to plan for children to attending. And we can see a cohort developing. And as you mentioned, all these new towns and all these new communities are being built in the suburbs of cities or in areas of high growth. And obviously,
people after COVID more working remotely. So instead of going into a city delivering a child to school, if they're working at home, they might think it's better that I apply locally.
You're right. And that's actually one of the things we noticed post-COVID is, like, I teach in a Limerick City Centre school. We've noticed less children travelling in from the country areas than would have happened before. And we put that down to the fact now that some parents might work from home on a Monday or a Friday or something like that. So they're not able to get in every day. So they just send them to the local school in the rural area or the regional area, then bring them into the city, which would have been very popular before.
All right. Well, it's worth pursuing in other places outside of Limerick. But Eric Nelligan, who's assistant principal at a Limerick City School and also the AINTHU education spokesperson, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.